morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, November 26, 2019. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. We're going to be talking more today with Captain Robert Johnson. We're going to be finishing up this week the interview that I did with him about IMO 2020, which are these new fuel regulations and pollution regulations that are going into effect on January 1st. They're going to really transform shipping in the sense that brand new fuel for ships that can burn it, scrubbers for ships that are older and have to retrofit. But either way, pollution controls on ships have to be really clamped down. Low sulfur fuel, they're trying to take some of those pollutants, serious pollutants, out of the air for shipping. So kind of a big deal. We've been talking about it for the last week or so, and we're going to finish it up this week. Today, Captain Johnson's going to be talking more with us about how shipping is transforming because of the change of fuel. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 2 inbounders. We have 10 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Formosa 13. She's a tanker arriving from South Korea, headed for Calama. It will probably pass Astoria around 10 a.m., and you might see her in Calama by 3 p.m. The Asteria Leader is arriving from Japan. She is a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board, but she won't arrive until the evening. So about 10:30 p.m., you'll see her running lights going by as she heads up to the Port of Vancouver. And she'll get there at about 4:30 in the morning. So a big time lag between our inbound and outbound, only 2 of them on the schedule so far today. And that's because ships really go on their own schedule. You know, they're not like buses or trains or anything that it runs on a specific schedule. They can be slowed down by needing to do more business in a certain port, if their orders change for cargo, if the weather's bad. All sorts of things can happen that can change the itinerary of a ship. So they sort of come here, get here when they get here, and leave when they leave. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the STH Sydney. She's headed up to, from the Rice Island anchorage, up to Portland to pick up potash at the Port of Portland. She'll leave about 10 a.m. The VSC Pollux is headed for the Vancouver anchorage today at about 3 p.m., so about 3.5 hours later, she'll be in Longview. And she is one of the many wheat ships that has been waiting offshore here in our anchorages. So she's heading upriver finally to pick up her wheat, but that leaves the Magic P, the Explorer Oceana, the CL Century, the Geneva Queen, the Peace Garden, the Pan Unity, the Egret Oasis, and the Galaxy. All those ships are awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, and a few of them are in the Rice Island anchorage, which is just a little bit upriver from our Astoria anchorage. And in fact, if you look at the ships when the anchorages are full, it just looks like one big long anchorage. But the Rice Island anchorage is actually on the north side of the channel, opposite Tongue Point. In our outbounders, we have the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance. She's a Crowley Maritime-owned vessel. She probably left around midnight. That would put her past Astoria outbound, well, probably already went by at about 6 a.m. She's carrying refined petroleum. The Indigo Sefiro is leaving Vancouver. I think copper concentrate on board there. Left about 3 a.m., so maybe about 9 you might see her past Astoria outbound. The Mount Taranaki is leaving Portland with scrap metal on board, probably crushed cars that were, at least some of it, that were brought down from on tug and barges from the Puget Sound area, and it gets chopped up in little pieces, goes across the ocean for steel production, and could come back to us in the form of those cars that we see on those big, tall-sided car carriers. The ANSAC Columbia is a soda ash ship. She's leaving the port of Vancouver, and, I wonder what she has on board, because she's leaving Vancouver and not Portland. Well, we'll say that maybe she could be carrying bentonite clay, which is, I like to say, is sometimes used as kitty litter, but it's a mineral cargo at any rate. And this is a shipping company that handles minerals and sells minerals. The Atlantic Highway is leaving the Port of Portland. Toyota's on board there, leaving around 1:30 p.m. About 6 hours later, you'll see her past Astoria outbound. The Takeshio is leaving Portland with potash on board from the Port of Portland about 4:30 p.m. And the Daria Jaya is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board, leaving about 6 p.m., so maybe midnight you'll see her running lights going by. The African Sanderling named for a bird, is leaving Kalama with Wheat on board at about 6:30 p.m., so maybe about 11:30 p.m. Her running lights will pass Astoria outbound. And the Nias is leaving Kalama around 10:30 tonight with corn, soy, or wheat on board, or some combination thereof. Sometimes ships carry different cargoes on board in different hatches, because the hatches, the bulk containers, I guess you might call them, the bulk bins, gigantic cargo holds, are sealed off from one another, and so you can carry corn in one, wheat in another, and soybeans in another, for instance, in this case. So about 10:30, she's going to leave Kalama. About 5 hours later, you'll see her running lights passing Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have some weather coming our way. Small craft advisory in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. Small craft advisory in effect from this afternoon through Wednesday evening. We can expect west winds, 10 to 15 knots, backing around to the southeast in the morning and getting up to, and then becoming northeast. So you can see the weather systems moving through, gusting to 30 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves are going to be about 3 feet high. The swells coming in from further out to sea are 11 feet high, so we're going to see some bigger waves coming in. Well, let's hear more from Captain Robert Johnson. We're talking about shipping and changes because of new fuel that's going to, regulations that are going to kick in January 1st.
Shipping was a little slow to adjust to the fact that they are a large polluter due to their consumption of oil. That being said, they're dealing with it in every way possible today. That starts in ship design, ships that are designed to run more efficiently through the water, engine design, engines that burn the oil more efficiently, different fuels, which are less polluting. So instead of residual oil, low sulfur fuel, these other petroleum-based products, or some non-hydrogen is one of the ones that's being researched. Some of this is being done by progressive shipping companies and their suppliers, the yards, the engine manufacturers. Some of it is being done through associations, and some of it is being done through regulation. So an example of the associations, there's an association called BIMCO. I don't know exactly what that stands for, but they are one of the big overriding gathering places for the shipping industry. And they've submitted a proposal which would reduce the ship speed. The fuel consumption goes up very fast at the upper ends of the speed curve for a given hull, by the cube of the speed. So by slowing down, and what they're proposing is a 10 or 20% reduction in the ship's speed, would result in a 25 to 30% reduction in fuel consumed, and thereby all the pollutions that are created by that consumption.
And that was Captain Robert Johnson. He's a retired Columbia River bar pilot and a master mariner, spent a career at sea, very knowledgeable person about the maritime industry. And that organization he mentioned called BIMCO is the Baltic and International Maritime Council, so one of the regulatory agencies that controls international shipping. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.